What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
What's in today's Friday four-pack?
Friday four-pack, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. Brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Coming up about 15 minutes from now, an emergency Friday, Kiefer Madness. This is rare.
Yeah.
But it is a must listen is what it is coming your way. At 11:45, we're getting to it before high noon. We still have the week in review. At 12:45, but we have a four-pack of questions for you here on Jones and Keefe. What's first up in the four-pack today, Billy Lanny?
Up first, what is the ideal Red Sox rotation?
Okay, so let me clarify on this.
Okay.
This is out of what they have right now, or this is I can pick anybody in baseball? What is this?
I guess choose your own adventure. Let's see. What do you think the ideal Red Sox rotation is?
So I would say their rotation right now is not ideal.
No.
I would look to add to it, but out of what they have, which is how I approach this question.
So start with that.
Garrett Crochet. At the top of the rotation, you feel good about that?
Yeah, I'm going to see him tomorrow.
My number two starter. I know. What a brag.
I'm excited.
My number two starter, and I labored over 2 and 3. If I'm thinking of it like an actual like playoff setup, I would pitch Bayo second. I would follow that with Giolito. Dobbins is pitching tonight. I'd probably have him fourth, and then I think I'd go with Fitz. I don't want Tanner Houck in there. I don't want Walker Buehler in there. I'd love to talk myself into Kyle Harrison, but every time I try to,
Nick throws the
Worcester numbers in my face.
Yeah.
So I think, stinks. Why don't you want to tell you?
I think that's the best they got. And honestly, it's a little scarier when you actually write it down.
Crochet, well, yeah,
Bayo, Giolito, Dobbins, Fitz.
The most disappointing player has to be Walker Buehler for the season. And I know Duran's worst thing was. Yeah, good one. Houck was an all-star. Last year at this time, he was in the Cy Young conversation. And now he can't even get on the field. And I know there's injury, but he was really bad prior to the injury. He's also a great case study of when a guy's getting socked around in spring training, they're not always just working on something. They might just be getting socked around.
Oh, I was so tired of hearing that.
Oh, they're like, oh, he's working on like
his grip. His spring numbers are bad. He's just working on stuff. Yeah, no.
Work on getting guys out.
He's working on his career is what he's working on because it is on life support.
No, you can't rely on him. So I'm actually going to go with, based on what you currently have, that five. But what I would do is that just goes to show how much of a need a starter is. It's more so than anything, even in the lineup, and way more so than anything in the bullpen. Because if you do add a starter, you could even put Dobbins or Fitz, whoever your fifth guy is, in the bullpen with everybody else that you have.
So what's your order?
I would do the same order, honestly.
Same order. Okay.
I would go with Fitz.
That to me means when you Dobbins add a starter, Fitz is the odd man out and Dobbins stays in.
Now, both of those guys have to be healthy and all that stuff. That's been sort of an issue with it. But no, I think we both agree. I think most fans, even last night, final line box score doesn't look that bad for Walker Buehler.
Yeah, but he's
stunk. You just can't trust him. The Red Sox score, run and take a lead. He immediately gives it back.
Moonshots. Like, not striking anybody out.
No, I'm not a fan of Buehler. But, so he's got to get out of there.
The exercise is useful because Crochet won, duh. And then wouldn't you feel better if Bayo wasn't your two, he's your three?
Oh, if Bayo and Giolito was 3-4, you'd be sick.
So this is why they need a quote-unquote, to use Breslow's word, impact starter.
Agreed.
I'm no longer using Duran to get him, but everything slots in better if you find yourself a number two. Yeah. And I think that's the lesson from that exercise. But okay, we agree on the same that? Five. Nice. What's next, Billy?
Who is your all-time favorite tennis player?
Okay, so I labored over this a little bit, too. I was an Agassi guy as a kid. I didn't really
love fake hair.
Yeah, I did. So it's a hard one to go with because, you know, his dad was awful to him. He had like a weird like what's the right word? Like he was very flashy as a tennis player.
Good one because he was in those camera commercials,
which I did like. I wasn't a Sampras guy as a kid. I was rooting for an American. I liked Agassi. Good all around game.
Brooke Shields.
Yeah. Good all around game. You know, he wasn't just and Sampras was a little more than this, but wasn't just like a serve guy.
Yeah.
He could win on all surfaces. I liked Agassi.
I mean, Anna Kournikova would have to be the answer.
Great one.
I mean, look out.
Great one.
Come on.
Yeah.
For me, it would be Pete Sampras. I like their back and forth between the two. That's probably when I watched it at the most. And then speaking of Wags, he's with Bridget Wilson. Famously of Billy Madison and I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Veronica. Was she in that?
Yes. She's Sarah Michelle Gellar's older sister.
She was also the original Sonya Blade in the first Mortal Kombat movie.
Hell yeah, Bill. She dominated the 90s. Those three movies and Pete Sampras?
Yeah.
Well earned, yeah. Bridget Wilson. She probably won the 90s, actually, if you had to ask that question. Who had a better 90s than Bridget Wilson?
Oh, great question. Well, it sounds like Pete Sampras, actually, now that we're talking it out.
Sampras did. Yeah, maybe he did.
Freddie Prinze Jr. had a pretty good 90s.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. That's sort of, he's still doing all right.
He met Sarah Michelle Gellar.
They're still together. And they're going to be in, or he's going to be in I Know What You Did Last Summer.
I am current day, though, and this is before he, because I was not a Federer guy, couldn't stand Federer. I would always root Nadal versus Federer. And I was a Djokovic guy. I still am a Djokovic guy. I think he wins today. Oh, by the way, against Sinner, we'll see. Alcaraz just advanced. So present day, I'm a Djokovic guy. I wouldn't say I liked him more than I liked Agassi as a kid. But yeah, no, present day, I like Djokovic.
She became so dominant, but like Serena Williams was fun to watch. Because like if she was on, like, if there's like anybody else, like, I don't really know.
People now all willy-nilly are like, oh, Serena, she's the GOAT. Don't sleep on Steffi Graf.
Steffi Graf is very good.
Steffi Graf.
Monica Seles was great.
Steffi Graf.
She gets stabbed by a fan in the middle of a match.
Steffi Graf, more dominant, shorter period of time than Serena. Go look up the numbers on your own time. It's really, honestly, no comp between those two.
How high was Bobby Riggs on your list?
Ooh, just missed.
Going head-to-head with Billie Jean King?
Just missed. Right. What else do we have, Billy?
All right, what's the best ice cream flavor?
It's tough.
So I am not a get the same flavor every time I go to the ice. I like the variety, first of all. But if I had to pick one.
Yeah. I mean, that's the question.
Coffee.
Oh,
coffee ice cream.
Coffee just missed. Now, I might cheat, but I don't think you can get this every place, Keith.
All right, that's fine.
But I like I almost said, my answer is Oreo. I like an Oreo ice cream.
Oreo ice cream.
Or like a cookies and cream? What do you call it? I guess it's cookies and cream. I mean, there's
probably both, depending on where you're going.
But I
think of the brand name.
But I like that. But you can get like a coffee cookies and cream / Oreo, which is that's a real nice ice cream.
Oh, yeah. That is sort of blending the two. But if that exists, that exists. So, I like a brownie batter, cake batter. Those ones are usually pretty good.
But the trick is you can't necessarily get those everywhere you go, right? No. You can't necessarily get coffee everywhere you go.
Coffee's pretty everywhere.
Universal. Well, like what if you go somewhere that's soft serve? You can't get that.
You know what? Sometimes they change their machines around. I've gotten coffee soft serve, which is a treat. Or black raspberry soft serve. That's a go-to. Yeah, some of it's just vanilla chocolate.
Is that a Froyo or is that an ice cream?
Oh, ice cream. Black raspberry ice cream.
It's an ice cream, not a Froyo.
Yeah, no.
Okay, I'm just asking. I wouldn't order that anyways. I'm asking.
I thought you were going to say orange sherbet for a second. You just dance around the question.
If you go for a soft serve, you got to get the twist, right?
I usually do twist unless they have like a specialty flavor like a black raspberry or a coffee or whatever else they're kind of mixing it with. You can dip that bad boy if you want. Dip that in a little chocolate.
Oh, nice chocolate dip.
And it's like you're eating a Klondike bar.
That's where it's at. Why is there no soft serve around the city? I feel like I don't see soft serve anywhere.
It's not nearly as popular.
Like you go to the Cape, soft serve.
You can find it. Yeah,
But like
most ice cream places around me anyway, I think are just
same
ice cream.
Am I missing it?
Then you go frap then. Go thick frap.
Go with a nice
frap. If you really want something like that.
Slurp that down.
Yeah.
So you're going coffee.
I'm going coffee, number one.
I would go like a cookie and cream.
Okay.
But if you can get that in a coffee form, that's a way to cheat.
I'm on team cookies and cream.
Yeah, that's good. Nice.
Nice chunk of Oreo in there.
Team cream?
Team cream.
I'll put you guys down for team cream.
Dream team, cream team is what that is. Yeah.
Nick, what do you got?
I like a good mocha chip.
Mocha chip?
Mocha
chip. That's in the same ballpark.
It's
in the ballpark.
We're all in the same universe.
Yeah, we are.
Is what it is.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, what's the last one, Bill?
All right, who's the most must-watch athlete of all time?
At the risk of answering this and getting it thrown directly back in my face, I do have a way to wiggle out.
Okay.
It's Jordan.
Jordan?
Yeah, not the show's GOAT.
Okay.
But I've seen the show's GOAT numerous times, brag.
Sick brag, bro.
In person. And so...
Jordan.
I think Jordan is must... Like, if I could go watch an athlete in person, that's at least the way I interpreted this.
About,
maybe I interpreted the question
wrong. No, you can interpret any
way
you want.
But if I could go back in time and I could watch any athlete,
yeah,
that would be the athlete I would want to see, Jordan.
So not 1987 Ultimate Warrior.
Is that your answer?
No, it's not my answer.
But that's
I just wanted to clarify that that's not your answer.
No, it's not mine.
All right. Muhammad Ali?
Yeah.
Like, would Muhammad Ali... Like,
I mean, that counts.
That was just before our time. But if you were like, there's a Muhammad Ali fight. Because what's also different is like Jordan plays 82 times a year.
Yep.
So there's definitely a must-watch aspect to him, the greatest basketball player of all time. But you could watch him play...
Not the show's GOAT, but yes.
6 months of the... He actually is the show's GOAT.
No.
You keep confusing that. Billy, Nick, and me say he's the best. You and Terps say it's LeBron.
Yeah, but Pure...
3-2.
But when Pure Hoops is here, it's me, you, and
Terps. 3-1, because Terps not here today.
Terps not here today. Irregardless.
Yeah, we don't count Nick and Billy's votes.
But I just think there is something about the athlete that doesn't... perform as often, right? So they're sort of like, because you could see Jordan plays.
I get that
100%. Muhammad Ali has X number of fights.
But to me, there's
even
something
like, to Simone Biles, in all seriousness. Somebody like to that level where only once every 4 years is when you see her. And you're like, oh, I got to watch that.
So you're like a Phelps guy?
So I don't like swimming as much. But the same argument would be made because you're like, hey, I missed Jordan on Tuesday night. That's fine. He's playing on Thursday.
Muhammad Ali, great answer. Yeah. But then, so to me, because I considered Ali.
Okay.
But now it's like I got to actually watch it. I don't know
boxing.
I don't know how much I really care about watching Muhammad Ali actually box.
Care about now boxing because we weren't alive for this.
Right.
But if you were like, it's Muhammad Ali, George Foreman, or Muhammad Ali versus Joe Frazier, you bet your ass you're watching that.
Or it's Jordan, Clyde Drexler. I think I would rather watch. I'd rather watch that.
Yeah, but they play each other six times.
I understand
in a series.
Plus, it's one on one in boxing.
Yeah,
it's
but one on one in boxing.
You don't get one on one with Jordan.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, like, you don't have to. Oh, he's sitting on the bench for 4 minutes. I got to wait for him to come
Jordan
back
also.
So you're the boxing guy. Ali your answer?
Ali's up there. I would have liked to see for boxing guys. It would be Ali. It would be Joe Frazier. It would be.
Dude,
Joe Lewis, it would be Rocky Marciano.
Dude, even Tyson. Honestly, right. for that window, Mike Tyson was as must-see as any athlete had ever been.
That's
and
true.
we were young for that, but I remember that pretty vividly.
I mean, I'd love to see Ted Williams take some hacks.
The other issue, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
The other issue,
I'd love to see how far he could actually hit it. Not to the red seat.
Just bouncing
the
bullpen.
Red seat game.
Yeah. Say it again.
Specifically the red seat game.
Yeah.
I would be there.
I would pick that game. Where did he actually hit it?
I'll sit in that seat and catch the ball like the kid the other night.
So
the Trevor Story
home. How many games did it skip off of?
Oh my God, all of them.
We should have turned this into a time travel question. That would be better. You could time travel to any event.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
The other thing working against Michael Jordan was the second half of his career, he played in an era where I think one of the NBA Finals games that they played the Jazz scored like 50 points.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it wasn't, like, as great as he was, the GOAT, but it was just like a tough kind of style.
But you could go back to like Jordan versus the big three Celtics in the 80s. Like,
oh,
one of those games
60
where he scored,
points.
Exactly,
yeah, no doubt.
Scored
no
63
doubt.
As a loss.
Yeah, that individual game would be. People are texting in Tiger Woods. There was a run where Tiger's at the Masters.
Not to brag. Seen him in person at the old Deutsche Bank. Not to brag.
Same.
But
Tiger Woods. Sick brag, bro.
Been there, done that.
Rory McIlroy, and I almost put him in my pocket and walked out of there.
Sick brag, bro.
Tiny little guy. Just a little itty bitty guy.
Muscular, though.
Little guy.
Yeah, he's a little muscle as
well. Little guy.
Okay, that's the Friday 4-Pack every Friday at 11:30 on Jones and Keefe.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.